side three of the interview with Dr. Alan Shapley, 31 January 1997, Boulder, Colorado.
Well, there was, there was one Arctic conference for the IGY. No, analogous to the Antarctic ones that we had three or four. We had, must have at least four, I think. But it was, because we had a series of regional conferences. There was one, I forgot what we called it, South American. It was in Rio, in any case. There was a Western Pacific conference in Tokyo. I was on the airplane most of the time in these years because Hugh Otershaw and I had to attend all of them. We had an Arctic conference. And it was somewhat for show, I think. We had the emphasis on the Antarctic. Well, why not? The Arctic was much more accessible. Why not have a coordinating program coordination conference in, on the Arctic programs? It was held in Stockholm. Oh, it was either 55 or 56. I can't remember. It was, my memories of that are, there's one time when I gave a lecture on the ionospheric programs for the Arctic. It actually got, I think, got written up. Most of the talks I gave, I never put into publishable form. So, coordination of all sorts of programs. It was notable because of a goof that the Russians pulled. When they appeared to be in favor of and agree to cooperate on transpolar flights. For weather observations and glaciology or sea ice things. Sort of, I think his name was Bertikoff. Yes. You were too young, or you heard of him. And gee, it sounded all too good to be true. We were beside ourselves and all that. We went home and he disappeared, never was heard from again. So the Russians sometimes spoke out of school. At that Arctic conference, maybe for your notes here, was also written up in the IGY annals. Resolutions. Mm-hmm. And I don't recall any other great details. Another effect of these various conferences was to stimulate developing countries and smaller countries to put in scientific stations of this kind or that kind. And when you look back on it, we got a lot done in a short period of time, and a good percentage of it was successful. One of the very satisfying things was when IGY started and the data started to flow. By that time, the Ksagi Central Office was operated by Nicolay in Belgium. And Nicolay was a very, very good scientist, atmospheric chemist, and that sort of thing, and did a remarkable job. It was hard, though, to get him to delegate. Do you have friends of that trouble in the Navy?
No.
Sometimes?
No, not to delegate.
Let me see.
No, we're taught to delegate.
And there were all sorts of problems, but we survived the IGY without any major scandal. There was some scandals that were successfully suppressed that I know of. But in any case, so we established a post called the Ksagi Coordinator, with the main thing to stimulate and monitor the flow of data. We had data exchange recommendations in all of these programs, sometimes to whether things are this way on the sheets or that way on the sheets. And remember, this is all pre-computer time. A major goof on the data exchange was in meteorology, where in their wisdom, the WMO, you've heard of the WMO, which ran World Data Center C for meteorology, but they sold the meteorology community into exchanging data on a thing called microcards. That's cards like this with holes punched in them.
Oh, the old
pinholes.
Punch cards?
Well, it's not even those. Cards. It was microcards. Yeah. Like and it was on data exchange and, you know, presentation exchange. That was the one major disaster that never been used by anybody in that form. On that. But as I say, they were data exchange recommendations in quite some detail. And so we had established the post of IGY coordinator, or guy, I think that's what it was called. Sir Archibald Day was the retired something in the British Admiralty, which was and the data did start to flow, and he got out bulletins that sort of demonstrated the flow, and gee, it was just wonderful to see people doing it. In the ionosphere, though the French, the World Data Center C, the third, there's A, B, and C, I guess you know the structure, A in the US, B in Russia, or Soviet Union, C elsewhere. So ionosphere C, Center for Ionosphere, was in Britain at Slough, you know, near Windsor Castle. And the French were damned if they would send any data, and they didn't until well after the IGY. So their data flowed very slowly. So that there were some problems, but it started to work, and it's kept on working.
How about Russian data?
The Russian data came.
That was from the very beginning?
Sometimes with a bit of delay, but they were better in many ways than the U.S. In following the recommendations, and were the ones that proposed that we have an extension of the IGY for practical purposes. We call it International Geophysical Cooperation, IGC, IGC 59. That's what the extension was called. And the exchange, you know, continued to work. The centers put out catalogs of, you know, station and then months, putting check marks when the data had been received. And if the data is sent to just one of the three World Data Centers, then that center was obligated or encouraged to copy it to the others. And so they're looking. In 1960, the successor committee to Ksagi recommended that countries or stations that were in a position to do so should continue for this their systematic observations and continue to exchange the data. We asked the data centers, you know, formally, will you continue to accept the data and make it available, processes, because people had agreed to do it just for the beginning, just for the IGY period. It was supposed to be a one-shot, one-shot thing.
Yeah.
So there were a lot of adjustments. As I said earlier, the meteorology sea center at the WMO in Geneva, they said they could not continue. So the meteorology went on with just A and B. In the U.S., we had diversified centers, you know, a center for each discipline, and most of them at, a lot of them at universities, and the universities phased out, and they got, gradually got moved to government laboratories, as like here. As I say, the Russians did as good a job carrying out the recommendations as anybody. They said, but don't, to be careful, don't change the name or the rules. They've got permission from their authorities to do things for the IGY, and they can continue to do it as long as you don't make big changes. So it, that's, I guess that's the story of my life.
Were you involved with the Antarctic Treaty?
No. I guess they wanted to keep that very close to the vest. I don't even know how much Larry was involved with the treaty. In retrospect, it depended 100% on what we'd established for the IGY. Or 99%.
Well, this has all been very good, and this is a wonderful experience for me going around doing this, because I'm learning firsthand. You can read so much out of the reports and some of their observations, I think, is important. When were you there with Larry and Grover Murray? They went back in 69 when they found the dinosaur. Labyrinthodon.
As I say, I've forgotten.
Yeah.
Time. I've been working on reconstructing my life. It was very complicated. And I sort of have in my mind that I went, my second trip was one solar cycle after my first trip. Mm-hmm. That's 11 years. And so might have been 1970. I can't remember.
Well,
but I did get to the South Pole and to New Bern.
For the man who put his finger on the world and said, we want a base here,
yeah.
I think it was
yeah.
appropriate. they didn't know it then, though, did they?
No,
no one there had any idea.
I haven't said too much about it, and it doesn't matter.
Well.
Because God knows that didn't really influence the situation. Might have put the idea into Tu's head or Larry's head, and it was, we sort of used that as the scientific rationale of, and that didn't prove to be terribly helpful to have constant zenith angle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how well that's been written up.
Well, I know you're tired out, so I'll just
significant thing on inspection and exchange scientists and all of that was the Harry Wexler's proposal was carried out to have the weather central for the Antarctic continent, and offering, and the U.S. offering to have it at Little America. And the Russians sending a scientist the very first year. Well, there was three-person staff, a meteorologist would know, with the Russian, the American, and with data being exchanged, communications through a network that I had some to do with. But I think that came even before the exchange scientists idea. And that came, well, maybe about the same time. Gordon Cartwright, you know him, or you've met him.
I know of him.
Yes. He's still alive, I think, in Geneva. He's, he was, if memory serves me, he was the very first. He went to Mirny.
I think he was Mirny. Mirny or Vostok.
No, he wasn't Vostok, I'm sure.
One of the coastal ones.
Yep, the coastal one. So I thought I'd mention that the physical exchange, sharing of science, the concept started with the Weather Central.
Opening of exposing what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was quite a time.
Oh, it was a landmark time.